This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in her message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in New Delhi last night at AIIMS in New Delhi. He was 92. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister. Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Prime Minister Modi shared a video message on social media paying tributes to Dr. Manmohan Singh. He said the nation is deeply saddened at the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh.
पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी के निधन ने हम सभी के हृदय को गहरी पीड़ा पहुंचाई है। उनका जाना एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भी हमारे लिए बहुत बड़ी क्षति है। विभाजन के उस दौर में बहुत कुछ खोकर भारत आना और यहाँ जीवन के हर क्षेत्र में उपलब्धियां हासिल करना ये सामान्य बात नहीं है। अभावों और संघर्षों से ऊपर उठकर कैसे ऊंचाइयों को हासिल किया जा सकता है, उनका जीवन ये सीख भावी पीढ़ी को देता रहेगा।
The Prime Minister said Dr. Manmohan Singh will always be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in his message said India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. A state funeral will be accorded to the departed dignitary. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India and abroad. Leaders from across the globe, including neighbouring nations, have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasising his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his heartfelt condolences to the people of India on behalf of his country. He remembered Dr. Singh as a pivotal architect of Indo-US ties and called him as one of the greatest champions of the US-India strategic partnership. Brazilian President Lula da Silva recalled Manmohan Singh's contribution in setting up of IBSA, India-Brazil-South Africa Dialogue Forum and the BRICS grouping. Calling Manmohan Singh his friend, Mr. Lula conveyed his heartfelt sympathy to the people of India. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai wrote on social media that India has lost one of its most illustrious sons. Former Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed also shared his grief on social media, portraying Dr. Singh as a benevolent father figure and a cherished friend of the Maldives. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders held wide-ranging discussions on the progress of the India-U.S. strategic partnership and exchanged views on current regional and global developments. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 6-day visit to the United States from December the 24th. The External Affairs Minister will meet his U.S. counterpart to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory in afternoon trade today, led by gains in auto and pharma stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 322 points to 78,795. And with that, we end this news bulletin.